You still look puzzled.
I'm at home in bed. What? Leave me alone. I slept terrible last night. It was one of those nights where I believe it was 1:45 or 11:45. I don't know. And that huge, loud thunderclap, which woke half of Jacksonville, hit.
Oh, really?
And I was awake for a while and then nodded off, and then I'm awake and then I nod. So it was one of those very unrestful evenings.
There you go. I stuck around home until about 10:15. Then I came here to the station, kind of because that's about the time that the storms were rolling over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, stuck around for about 1 hour and 10 minutes or so, and it kind of. And I thought, okay, done here.
It was just a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, here.
Yeah.
But Ottawa is Starved Rock area.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's right in the middle of the state, central portion up north.
So, I know they have a lot of trees and stuff up there. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not here. So, the good news is just really loud and terrible sleep.
Yeah, I think technically they're east of Starved Rock, because Starved Rock, isn't that LaSalle, Peru, that area? And then
Utica,
I think you head east, yeah.
Stuff,
yeah. And then down in southern, or in Missouri, that horrifying story about the truck driver driving along. Tornado hits the junkyard, takes all these junk vehicles, throws them up in the air, and ends up killing him.
Hmm.
It's, again, it's never the romantic thought of picked up by a tornado and thrown somewhere else. That happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Well.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Your idea of romance and mine are way different.
But, you know, that doesn't happen very often. It's something that's thrown through the air. It hits you.
It's crazy. Crazy. And so when I was talking yesterday, and like a lion out like a lamb.
Oh, that's right.
Does it count for weather like that, or is it always going to be a foot of snow or something? You know, it's a.
I don't know.
That's I don't know, because it's officially was it officially this morning?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think it came in like a lion.
Supposedly,
technically,
it starts stormy, it ends nice. It wasn't like February was bad. So if that was our one day of wicked stuff, you know, we're good from here on out.
Oh boy,
it's it's tornado season officially, really in March. So,
mm-hmm. Generally for us, the worst months are April and May. Obviously, it happens any time. You go farther south, and their tornado season really starts in late February, early March. But Ottawa, that was kind of a strange place for this to hit.
And yesterday morning, when I was here, most of the storms were all northern Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and nothing down here. Kind of missed us to the north and the south, which, again, I am not complaining about.
No.
But it's just terrible when that happens to places in your area.
Mm.
We are in March. So now we have H words.
Oh, okay, good.
This one's easy. Word beginning with H.
Hell. Okay, I didn't say anything.
I'll just switch the word today. How
okay.
They had apparently golf ball size this in Alsea yesterday. Some people had some photos where I was last night.
Oh.
So, yes, we'll go with that one, since you've already said.
Well, and actually I technically said hell.
Not did
hate.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll say that you said the wrong word.
Okay.
243-4351. Tell me what today's H word is. They weren't paying attention to you anyway. Four-letter word beginning with H. And the other meaning is to call out. There you go. 243-4351. You tell me what today's H word is. And apparently they had some really large ice substance in Alsea yesterday. If you can tell me what that H word is, you will get yourself a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. Good morning.
Good morning. Is the word hail?
It is hail. And who is this?
This is Ruth Perry from Brazil.
How was your weather yesterday, Ruth?
Well, we're okay here at our house. Some other folks had damage. It's bad, but we survived.
Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that you made it through unscathed. Do you stop
yes.
by here? Sometime in the next 3 weeks, we will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's Cafe.
Thank you, Karen.
You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Ruth Perry calling in from Versailles.
Was she getting ready to call you Ostrich or something?
She's going to call me Sharon. That's okay. I don't mind.
I don't mind being a Sharon. Well, you don't mind being a Sharon. Me
you, well,
kind of a
know.
Stretch. That'll teach me for opening my mouth and blurting it out.
Every day, you throw out a word every day. It's not usually the right word, but today you just happened to. And I said it was perfect for today, which it was.
Yes, it was.
There was hail.
She would have gotten it anyway.
Yeah. Yesterday, some people said that a friend of theirs in Alsea, apparently, like,
really
very large hail,
quarter size or bigger.
Yeah, bigger. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they had car damage.
Yeah.
You don't want to be standing outside when that happens.
Nope.
So. H-A-I-L, Ruth Perry, our winner today.
Does your bank understand you? At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Jeff Grimmett, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Say happy birthday to Ron Fox of Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for I have no clue what I said your last name was earlier on the birthday line. So it is Ron Fox of Franklin's birthday.
Probably spelled
half asleep at that time.
Probably spelled F-U-C-H-S.
No, it's just F-U-C-H-S.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Whew. But sometimes reading other people writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Happy birthday to my mom. She's 19.1 today.
I saw that.
Yeah. Today's her birthday. Well, the 29th.
Actually, yeah.
It wasn't actually yesterday, unless you just want to push it. It would really be today, the way I...
So do you guys... How do you handle that? Do you...
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Ma.
How do we handle that? You know, she's to the age now, don't bother and all that. Just, if we just, today, say happy birthday and give her something huge. No.
I got to correct myself. I don't know why I said Calvary, but it's Metro East Lutheran tonight. I knew that.
Just missed it that much.
Man, oh man, my brain is cooked.
It's because you looked over here and went, boy, Bob, you look strange.
That's right, yeah.
What happens?
Your hair's all grown out. East Morton, be careful. Okay. They are doing a lot of prep work there. You cannot turn left. You can't turn north on Clay, I should say, yeah.
I drive very near that every day. One drive was completely closed for a while.
Yeah.
But it's a tricky thing. Just watch for oncoming traffic and you can come there. But,
yeah.
Yeah, you cannot turn left. They're doing what they've been doing like at Diamond and Morton with the lights. Putting all new lights in.
I'll be glad when they get them up and synced.
I want to go 45 all the way down Morton without having to stop. Come on.
Wait a minute.
Fix this, please.
45.
What?
What's the speed limit? Hello?
Huh?
What?
What are you talking about?
Police now. No, I can give you her license plate number just a little bit later. Just
they have it.
Send me. Oh.
No, I don't drive 45 ever.
Liar.
No, I seriously do not drive that fast.
Have you found as you've grown older, you do slow down? No.
Driving. No, I find that I am that same person I've always been.
Really?
That the problem is the vehicle. The bigger it is, the more I want to go. And so it's probably good that I have that small car.
Which, by the way, when are we going to see that little puppy?
No, I was thinking it didn't even have to go away for the winter this year.
No, you could have.
The whole time.
Yeah.
But it's usually April, you know.
Oh, come on.
The turkey.
Come on. It's so cute.
You know, you don't want to be out there in a 1,000-pound car. No, it's, I am impatient. even when I have nowhere to go.
Really?
Yeah, I'm that person. I'm driving along, and I think, okay, I need to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving along, and 3 blocks later, I go, dang, I was supposed to turn back there. I get in that mode and just keep going. At noon the other day, I wasn't going to go home for lunch. I was going to go somewhere else, and I drove all the way home and drove by the house, went, yeah, I'm not going home. And I just, I'm a bad driver when it comes to changing things. You know,
mm-hmm.
Every day there's that routine. You go here, and then you go there. And so I will ultimately drive that route no matter where I'm going, apparently. But just stop signs and people doing 25 and a 35, things like that are annoying. So
I, for the most part, not always, but I, for the most part, have become one of the drivers that doesn't mind going 30 or 35, yeah, whatever the speed limit is. Now, there are times where I, like you, get lost in thought, and you putter along maybe a little bit faster than you normally do, but even then, I'm not going that fast.
Yeah, I never go 5 miles over the speed limit. But that speed limit line is my, ooh, I can just beat it by two, I swear. So I do have that going on where I just, they can follow me around. I don't care.
They did, and then some of the new cars, we've got a car now that tells you what the speed limit is.
Isn't that, and I would look down and go, that's a challenge. I don't know what that is. I don't understand. So is it larger to see what the speed limit you're supposed to be going is compared to the speed limit that you are going?
They're the same size, and the sign, it's actually the sign. I mean, it's not they've taken a picture, but it is.
Right. It looks like a speed limit sign.
Yeah, yeah.
And you drive, and it shows you you're doing 29, and the thing next to it says it's 30 or something like
that. Yeah, it doesn't go red or anything if you go over
now
it.
That's what I would go for. I like the idea that your GPS turns red when you're going over it. Then you go, look over. You don't even have to know what you're doing. You just know that you're going over.
Yeah, that's true.
So
although
it could, is kind of a cautionary thing.
It could get annoying on the highway. Because on the highway,
you pass people.
I've been known to slip past.
No.
Slip past the speed limit.
Well, isn't there a 5?
Okay.
I've always heard the 5.
Here we go.
5 mile an hour. Window.
Oh, there's little rhymes that go through here. 9, you're mine. 8 is great. 9, you're mine. So if you go
that high?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm under 5.
I've heard, and it, again,
it's 70, though, on the highway. I'm doing 68, 69. I'm never doing the speed limit on the highway like that.
And folks, don't quote me, because, I mean, it's you're going, if you...
Oh, yeah, you're over the speed limit.
I've been nailed for going 2 miles
you're on your
an
own.
Hour over.
You're not
taking
any blame on this
nope,
one.
Nope, nope, nope,
but
nope, nope.
I've always thought it was 5 miles, so I'm throwing that out. So, I'm, you know.
You'll never get a policeman mention that publicly.
No. And I was told, if you are going over the speed limit, you see a policeman, put on the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's, whoops.
It's courtesy.
It's showing that, oh, I know. And you're not like, ha-ha, I'm flying along. You know, you always slow down. But do the speed limit. There you go. We should. The radio station says you should do the speed limit. There you go.
Good. That's our official.
That's right.
That's our official. That's our official stance.
It's 35, do 35.
These comments are supported by management of WLDS, WEAI.
Right back to the street being closed to turn north off of Morton, there are signs up that says workers. So no signs that say slow down, but by golly, people, there are workers in the street. So do 30 instead of 35 or whatever you should be doing. But there are a lot of cones or barriers out in the street right now. So it's hard to tell which lane is which sometimes. Just
it's like the course they used to set up for you in driver's education, where you never ever could avoid those orange cones. Oh, thank you very much. And the horse you rode in on.
Did they have like the double?
In fact, it was a horse that I did. Yeah.
Model A, you were cruising around in.
Yeah, first time I drove a vehicle that I had to manually shift. I drove a lot in first gear. Because I just wasn't quite sure when to go to second gear. Third, yeah.
Well, the old cars do have that. You have to put the clutch down and put it in neutral, and then put the clutch down and then put it in gear, and then put the clutch down to put it in neutral and put the... It's...
Well, that is old.
Oh, yeah, I've actually tried to drive one of those.
My dad used to he could hear the RPMs and hear the right time to shift, and he used to do it without a clutch. I don't think it was good on a vehicle.
Ooh, that's
but,
tricky.
Yeah, but he could tell and
sling that puppy.
Now I don't know as I'd want to drive one of his vehicles after he did that over
after
an extended period of time.
You had to get a new car.
That's right. Yeah, that was always the deal. That was the trade-off.
My first vehicle was a stick shift.
Mine too.
Nowadays, I don't think people go, "Oh, it's only this price because it's a stick." I think you know. I wonder when they put vehicles out now. I'm sure they put out a lot less manual transmissions than they did 30 years ago.
I think it was my second vehicle that was shift, and I one time parked on an incline, and I was talking to somebody, and I had the clutch engaged, had the brake on, and we had got into a longer conversation than we anticipated, and when I tried shifting it after I was getting ready to leave, it's like mush, just. I found reverse, but it took a little bit.
So you shouldn't have had the clutch in the whole time. You
yes.
just had the brake in.
Yeah, probably didn't do that car much good.
I'm sure I pushed the clutch way too much when I was driving as well. But I only had that car 2 years. I'm sure it's...
And everybody should learn to drive. That and three on the tree, on the column.
No.
Yes.
Stick shift by the steering wheel.
Oh, I love that.
That doesn't make any sense.
I bet David loves it, too.
You know, I actually have a car that has a stick shift on the left, and you drive on the right. The stick is exactly the same, first, second, third, fourth, but it's just you have to use your left hand because you're driving on the right side of the car.
Ooh.
It's a British car.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was a postman's car or something.
It's pretend. They gave me the pretend steering wheel. David's really driving on the other side, and I get a cruise.
Go ahead and shift. Go ahead and shift, Karen.
I still like telling my story. When we were taking high school here at JHS, back in the 80s, just put in the highway between, like, Buck Heights and the highway that goes out to Winchester, 72.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that section was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And by golly, they finally hooked to it recently. But the girl that was driving while I was in the back seat took the off ramp at like 60 miles an hour.
Whoa!
And it was a scary situation because she was driving on the highway and then the off ramp. And at that time, I believe that we had a car that the driver's ed teacher could brake
yes.
from the right. Now I'm not sure that they have them all set up.
I don't know either.
Regular cars today, but I thought, and she took driver's ed 3 times that I know of. I don't know your name, but you tried to kill me back at driver's ed, and wow.
Maybe she did it intentionally. Karen's in the back seat. I'll get her.
I think she was a bit nervous.
Could be.
So the other thing is, when that sign says go 45 on the ramps, it's
do
a
it.
Good idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Rampage. Oh, it's going to be a long day today.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you just get this sense, we had trouble in our FM station, and then the weather last night, and then Bob had to leave.
How on the transmitter?
Good. They were actually supposed to start working on it last night.
I kind of thought
But
that.
Because of the stormy weather, the guy said, you know, I don't want to go there.
It's not good to stand under a tower during a lightning storm.
It was a wise choice. Having been out there and heard it, hear it go zzz, zzz.
Oh, that's fun to watch.
No.
All righty. Well,
okay.
Have a good
you too.
Wednesday, first
yes.
of March.
Yes.
Thank
Put
you.
A smile on your face and, okay, good.
It's fake. But
all right.
Coming up, we'll have a look at your weather forecast. We will have Jacksonville Area Pulse and...